Hey Joe, you've played this game for a long time. Yeah. How much respect do you have for a guy like Terrell Pryor who makes a total position change at the highest level of football because he's hungry to keep playing the game?
I think that's legit, man. I've never really seen anybody make that transformation in person. And we ran the conditioning test yesterday, and this is my first time I got a chance to meet Pryor. And he's huge, and his stride length, he was running with the receivers and DBs, and he was killed the whole conditioning test. So, I mean, he can run, obviously, big dude. So now it's just seeing what his hands look like and how he comes out of his route. So I didn't go up against him today, but I just can't wait to look at him and see what he does because he looks the part for sure.
Athletically, is he in the Josh Gordon class and in the height, speed?
Well, as far as size-wise, you know, I mean, he's a little bigger than JG, you know, but as far as just fluent and being able to run effortless and coming up out of the routes, I haven't really been able to check him and see what he got, but, I mean, he's fast, he's huge. It looks like it could work.
What would he have to show you to, you know, if you're a coach, to make this team the 26 making that position change? We know what he looks like, but what's he going to show you as a defensive back that says, okay, this guy can do something for us on Sunday?
This is the thing I was saying about just coming in and out of your breaks, being able to be physical on your releases, being able to judge the ball, go up and get it out of the air, because he's a big dude, so that's one thing that you would think those big guys would be able to do. Just being able to catch the ball fluently, not looking like it's hard to catch the ball. Because you're playing wide receiver at NFL, and you know people have been practicing their whole life to make that position. So once you go from quarterback to receiver, you still got to be able to look like a receiver, not a quarterback, to change to receiver. So I'll be able to tell more and more as we go through camp.
How radically different does this group of wideouts seem to you compared to, I mean, last year Hawk was, you didn't even know about him because he was a new teammate, and Taylor was a rookie, and all these is so much different. What are your impressions?
It's a lot different, and I really like him, man, especially with Bo and with Hartline. Then, like, somebody I think that doesn't get enough, Taylor Gabriel, he's going to be special. He's just a young dude that comes out, works hard, grinds, and is probably one of the fastest players I've played against, you know, just coming in and out of his breaks. And then Hawk, great route runner. So over there, they're just a lot of dudes that are hungry and the underdogs, basically. So they want to come make a name for themselves and just trying to grind and get that wide receiver core, you know what I'm saying, the Browns wide receiver core, get them a good name.
Joe, there's always with fans and media, when something like Pryor happens, there's a curiosity factor. But with players, athletes, is there a curiosity factor too? Or were you out here curious to see if this guy can make the transition?
For me, yes, definitely. Because this is somebody that's known. I've watched Pryor. This is the first time I met him yesterday, but I watched him. I know exactly who he is and what he could do at the quarterback position, and just him changing the wide receiver. You know how they always say, like, Tebow could change the fullback, and just you hear stuff like that, and I've never been able to see it on the team. But I'm definitely was looking forward to see what he could do. His locker's next to me, so he's asking me just, like, little releases. He wants me to come out here early with him and work releases. So, I mean, that's going to be fun just being able to judge him and just try to give him some hints and things to help him out.
Your good friend Josh Gordon has spent, you know, part of the last month working with him down at the Randy Moss Academy. Have you talked to Josh? And if so, what has Josh told you about what Terrell is capable of?
Oh, yeah, we have talked about that. Just Terrell told me he was out there with Josh and the kind
of. Have any of those other guys said anything to you about how good Terrell can be in the other
season? No, not yet.
Joe, what about hearing footsteps in the secondary and being able to catch a ball, knowing you're going to get hit? Mm-hmm. Do you think that's going to be a challenge for him?
I don't know, man. That comes with heart. That's just knowing where your heart's at. If you're going to lay it out there on the line, or you're going to make your arm small so you can't catch it, you don't know really where it's at unless they get in that position. So I hope he seems like a competitor. Like, he wants to be out there. He wants to be great. I can tell he wants to make it a receiver and wants to be a really good receiver. So if he wants to be a good receiver, going across the middle is something you have to do.
Joe, is this the best defense you've been a part of?
I would say that this defense is we have the players, we have all the players that we need to be a great defense. You know, we just gotta keep each other accountable. Like me, I just gotta be out there not letting people catch the ball on me. They gotta see me going hard. Gotta see me, Dante, everybody communicating, because you know it's just because we played good last year doesn't mean we're gonna just come out playing good again this year. We gotta build another strong foundation and get these younger guys to try to take our spots. You know, so it's this competition, and with this defense that we have, I think we could be special. But we gotta prove it on Sunday.
Dante said yesterday that this team is going to win games because of the defense. Is that kind of what you guys are taking on this year?
That's how we feel about it. You know, definitely feel like we're a strong suit of the team, and we want to be able to hold each other accountable. And definitely, if things don't go our way all the time, we want to be able to have the team be able to lean on the defense.
Joe, you guys have high standards, high expectations, especially the corners and the secondary. How much are you looking forward to trying to light up to those expectations that you guys have set for yourself for 16 weeks?
Man, that's the exciting part about it, you know, because honestly, we do feel like we're the best secondary, so that's not something we just try to throw out there. So we want to feel like when we come into camp, and right now, this is the time we grind and just build gel together. Everybody just comes along together, because with the skill, with the bodies that we have, there's no reason why we shouldn't be the best secondary. But you got to go out there, perform, you got to be on the same page. So right now, just going through camp and going through meetings and everything, just trying to keep everything really tight, making sure everybody's paying attention to details, making sure I'm on my stuff to be able to just like go up to somebody, let them know when I feel like they're not doing as good of a job. So we just want to be on top of each other, want to definitely keep everybody accountable. People keep me accountable, people keeping Dante accountable. So just making sure everybody knows that, you know, it's not a game. We're trying to win games out here. And you can come tell me if I'm not doing something right, you can come talk to me. If you feel like other people are doing things right, you just got to keep an open forum and make sure people know it's all for the best of the team.
Joe, will being in the second year in the same defense allow you guys to do things that you didn't do last year?
Definitely. Just letting the other people, just like with people learning different positions. We got cornerbacks learning safety. You got safeties learning nickels. You got corner like me. I'm learning all the different safety and nickel just to know if in different schemes you can just put people in different positions and kind of throw off the offense.
Did the Browns get enough out of the quarterback position for all of your hard work to matter?
I think so, for sure, man. I don't like the way people go at Johnny or Josh. They disrespect him a little bit. I think he's going to be solid. When we get into OTAs, I didn't really know him too much. When we were out there, he was doing a really good job, had control of the offense, was throwing good balls, and I know. I think he's him and Johnny with Shaw. Those dudes are just gonna be battling for the quarterback position, getting a good grip. And then we got those receivers, like I said, that are working hard. Our running backs are solid, offensive line legit. So I think with McCown, with Johnny, with Shaw, with Thad, with them working and just trying to get the thing together, we can make something happen.
Joe, would Terrell Pryor, if he can make it against you guys in the secondary here, can he make it against him?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If he can go out here and do it, then he could do it on Sunday for sure.
Hey Joe, this is Mike Patton's second training camp. Is he any different in year two than he was as a rookie coach last year?
No, I would say the one thing is just about the you know how we always try to get that just the same old Browns taste. He didn't really come at us with that this season. He wants us to just not talk as much and just get it done on the field. So he's definitely the same old Coach Patton. Same old Coach Ben, but I could tell he's more comfortable also.
Joe, we got to talk to Tremont Williams yesterday. He said he definitely feels like he's in a competition with Justin Gilbert. How do you view those two guys and the competition for that spot?
I loved it. I love it because it's a friendly competition. Like, we sit next to each other, all of us, me, Tremont, Justin, right in the front row in the meeting room. So we sit there coaching each other up. We just honestly want the best people out there. If you make plays and you're going to get it done, we want you out there. If you're not, then we don't need you out there. So just having Tremont being the vet that he is and the consummate professional, he's going out there doing whatever he got to do, doing it the right way, making sure me is studying, out there practice, taking the right stuff. So I think Justin is actually looking at Trey and looking at me and trying to learn from the book, but at the same time, it being a competition.
You had a little bit of a hot streak in the offseason. You were named 23rd on the NFL Top 100, and then the top-selling jersey from Dick's, and then there's an old Jordan brand.
Yeah.
Can you just make sure? What was that like, having all that stuff go down for you?
It was a blessing. I was so super excited when all those things went down. I definitely, you know me, I'm a sneaker guy, so that Jordan thing was still mind-boggling. But I was really excited about how everything went down. The Special Olympics, you know how important that is to me with my little brother. And he was calling me, how excited he is that people running up on him on the street trying to take a picture with him now, so he feels famous. So it was all good. But that was just, it's just a blessing. I'm really excited about all that. And now that that's out the way, then I'm just training him, being back here, trying to get right.
Joe,